AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Another bank has failed. First Republic was seized by the government and sold to J.P. Morgan Chase.
First Republic is the third mid-sized bank to fail in 2 months, and J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon says it won't be the last.
There may be another smaller one, but this pretty much resolves them all. But this part of the crisis is over.
J.P. Morgan Chase CFO Jeremy Barnum says First Republic clients can bank as usual at branches.
And feel confident that their deposits are backed by the strength and security of J.P. Morgan Chase.
Following the failure of Silicon Valley and Signature Bank, customers rushed to withdraw money from First Republic, creating a run on the bank. Julie Walker, New York.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy was asked about efforts to raise the debt ceiling.
We will not pass the debt ceiling that just raises it without doing something about our debt.
Maryland Democrat Steny Hoyer doesn't think it will reach default.
I think we have universal or almost universal agreement on that proposition. And I believe America will not default on its debt.
This is the third day of the search in Texas for Francisco Oropeza, the man accused of shooting and killing five neighbors with an AR-style rifle. Authorities in Texas acknowledge they have little sense of the killer's whereabouts. The Central Florida Tourism Oversight District is suing Disney. It's Disney World's governing board, made up of Governor Ron DeSantis' appointees. Disney announced last week it was suing DeSantis over what it described as retaliation for opposing Florida's so-called Don't Say Gay bill. Montana State Representative Zoe Zephyr is suing, asking a court to allow her to return to the House floor after she was silenced and barred for chiding her Republican colleagues over legislation to restrict gender-affirming health care and for encouraging protesters. Maryland Democrat Ben Cardin says he's going to retire from the Senate and won't run for re-election next year. This is AP News. Those recent bank failures may have you worried about your money.
We've been talking with the experts, and they say there's no need for concern if your money is in a bank insured by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation and you have less than $250,000 there. If the bank fails, you'll get your money back. Nearly all banks are FDIC insured. How do you know if yours is? Look for the FDIC logo at the bank teller windows or on the entrance to your bank branch. By the way, if you have over $250,000 in one bank, that amount is considered uninsured, and experts recommend that you move the remainder to a different financial institution. I'm Rita Foley.
An officially sanctioned hunt for a stash of precious jewelry looted by the Nazis during World War II and purportedly buried in a sleepy Dutch village has, so far, failed to unearth any treasure. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.